It's Edward Davey. I'm the MP for Kingston Surbiton and leader of the Liberal Democrats.
So first of all, could you please give us a little tribute to Her Majesty?
I think the whole nation is mourning together after our profound loss of Her Majesty. She was an ever fixed mark in our lives, our nation's constant. And she was loved throughout our United Kingdom, throughout the world. Her duty, her courage, her warmth, her compassion meant that she reached people who had no real experience of the royalty. And personally speaking, I've been a supporter of the Queen and the royal family all my life, and I've just been very proud and humbled to witness this historic moment in our country's life.
What have your thoughts been on the support given in Kingston and Surbiton?
Well, my thoughts go back to the Platinum Jubilee early this year, when I really enjoyed going around many street parties as people across the Royal Borough celebrated Her Majesty's long reign. And there was a feeling at the time that, you know, that she may not last much longer, and sadly that's proved to be the case. But people at those Jubilee street parties were so happy about her and so proud of her. And they were all telling stories, particularly our more senior citizens, of her life and their memories of her. And there was a real joy. And I think across the Royal Borough of Kingston, there is huge affection and love for Her Majesty and the Royal Family. And I think there's a pride that we're the oldest of the Royal Boroughs in England.
What are your thoughts on the accession of the new king?
Well, after the huge sadness of the loss of Her Late Majesty, and we are still in deep mourning, the inevitability and the almost excitement of a new king is something that's happening at the same time. And King Charles III is a very impressive man. Already he's shown great leadership. And I think Her Majesty would want her lasting legacy to be a successful reign for her son. I was extremely privileged to, as a member of the Privy Council, to be at the Accession Council and to be able to shout after the proclamation in St. James's Palace, you know, God save the King, and to sing the national anthem with the King in it for the first time, and have the privilege to have an audience with His Majesty King Charles III at Buckingham Palace shortly afterwards. So it's been a momentous week for our country. I've been hugely honoured and proud to have a very privileged insight into the events of the last week or so. And I am absolutely convinced King Charles III will follow with the inspiration of his mother.
And if the King was to visit your constituency, is there something that you would like to do with him or that you would suggest that he would do?
Well, I think King Charles would want to meet people across the borough, you know, from Chessington, New Malden to Tolworth to Barons to Surbiton to Worcester Park. I think getting to know people who live in the Royal Borough would be something I'm sure he'd want to do. And how we would organise that, that would certainly be something that we should be thinking about, because it'd be great if His Majesty could visit us. I'm very keen, actually, on the celebration of the 1,100th anniversary of the coronation in Kingston of England's first king. That was King Athelstan, who was crowned in Kingston on the 4th September 925. So in 3 years' time, it will be the 1,100th anniversary. of that coronation of England's first king. And I'm sure I'm very patriotic. I'm sure your listeners are. And I think it's a really important moment for us to celebrate. And my own secret, not so secret, desire and wish would be for King Charles III to be part of our celebrations of that historic event.